So good morning, brothers and sisters. We are so honored to have Pastor Rich to be in the midst of us.
我们荣幸地邀请到 Pastor Rich 来到我们中间。
Pastor Rich is the executive director of the Love Inc.
Richard 是 爱机构的主管。
You don't think Love Inc. is a business because of Inc.
我们觉得 机构不一定是一个公司。
It stands for in the name of Christ.
它的意思就是在主里面。
So he has been a director for like since
2002.
So the it's tried to networking all the Christian churches together to meet the needs, practical needs for all the residents in the county.
在联合各种教会的时候，在帮助那些有需要的人。
So the service include the transportation.
它的服务包括 交通。
Moving.
搬运。
Home repairs.
修理房子。
Yard work.
修理后院。
And visitations too.
还有各种的探访。
So it's all free of charge. It's a ministry.
都是免费的。
So before that, coming to the Love Inc.
他没有加入这个机构之前。
He's the pastor of a church for 15 years.
他是一个当了15年的牧师。
So he has three children.
还有三个小孩。
I just knew that his the youngest one is about to move out to the college.
最小的好像要搬出家。
So they live in South San Jose.
他们住在南。
So the first time I met Pastor Rich is in a pastor lunch of Milpitas. Once a month, all the pastors in the Milpitas, we get together and we discuss how can we help the city. And then we pray. And we support each other. So I know Pastor Rich there. So he's such a nice person with full life, spiritual life. So it's very deep. So I kind of admire him. So now let's welcome Pastor Rich to give us the message.
Well, good morning.
大家早上好。
Having pastored a Baptist church for 15 years,
在浸信会当牧师15年了。
I have to tell you, it's my pleasure
我很高兴告诉大家,
to be with my brothers and sisters at Ark Baptist Church.
很高兴和弟兄姐妹能够在今天在方舟浸信会聚会。
And I'm very glad to have Han here to translate for me.
很高兴我一起翻译。
So, my name is Rich Henderson.
我的名字叫 Rich Henderson.
And I'm the director of Love in the Name of Christ.
我是爱机构的主管。
And I've appreciated getting to know Pastor Joe.
我很高兴认识 Pastor Joe.
Through that Milpitas Pastors Group.
通过 Milpitas Pastors 的机会。
That we've both been going to for a number of years.
我们的机会 已经好几年了。
And you are, I don't need to tell you this, but you're blessed to have him as your pastor. Amen?
Amen. 我们很高兴能够拥有他在里面。
I shared these concepts that I'm preaching about this morning.
我跟你们分享这样的信息。
At that pastor's group.
在那个牧师的聚会里面。
And Pastor Joe asked me to share them with you.
牧师马上就邀请我来跟你们分享。
I'll share a little bit about the ministry that I lead.
我跟你们分享一下我的
But I want to spend most of my time this morning talking
但我要花更多的时间
about how the Bible says we're supposed to help people in need.
在圣经里面怎么教导我们帮助别人?
Now, our name sounds like
我们名字听起来像,
we're a dating service.
我们好像是, 约会的机构。
But I assure you, we are not.
我跟你说, 这绝对不是这样子。
Inc., I-N-C, stands for In the Name of Christ.
In就是在主里面。
And a Love Inc. forms
我们的爱机构成立的时候,
when Christian churches decide they want to work together
当这些教会决定要一起工作的时候,
to help people in need in their community.
就帮助有需要的人。
And in Santa Clara County,
在 Santa Clara County,
that happened 26 years ago.
就在26年前,
we are a bridge
我们是, 这个的桥梁,
between people in need and Christians in local churches.
就是教会里面的基督徒, 还有教, 一些需要的人。
And Love Inc. of Santa Clara County
在 Santa Clara County里面,
is one of 150 Love Inc.s across the country and in Kenya, Africa.
我们有150个联合的教会，还有在非洲也是有。
We operate a telephone call center
我们有电话的专线,
that connects people in need with Christians willing to help them.
就可以连接有需要的人和, 本地的教会。
We verify the need to make sure it's legitimate.
我们会, 看他们的要求是合法的。
And then we look for a volunteer from the closest Love Inc. network church to help them.
我们就会联络本地的, 教会的志工来跟他们联系。
We call a volunteer and offer them an opportunity to serve.
我们会找一些志工让他们有机会服侍。
All our services are free of charge.
我们的服务都是免费的。
As a tangible expression of Jesus' love to the person in need.
就像基督爱我们一样。
And over the last 26 years,
在过去26年,
thousands of people
几千个人,
in Santa Clara County have been helped
通过这个被得到帮助,
by a call to Love Inc.
就是爱机构里面。
Since many of our clients aren't connected to a local church,
我们很多的客户没有, 直接和教会有关系,
it's a great way to do local missions work.
这是很好的一个外展的活动。
So I want to spend most of our time answering the question in the sermon outline in your bulletin.
我想花更多时间在我们发的章单上面的一些问题。
What would a benevolence ministry, benevolence work that is distinctively Christian and clearly beneficial look like?
什么是这种基督特工怎么样的比较看得出是基督化还有很明显的对我们有帮助。
So distinctively Christian, meaning adhering to how the Bible says we should help people in need.
就是很基督化的或是很属灵化的这种分别出来。
If the only difference between a food pantry run by a church
当我们食物分派的如果这个食物分派的活动是教会主办的,
and run by a secular agency,
还是世界外面的机构主办的,
is that one slips a gospel track in a bag of groceries,
这样的分别只是在, 教会主办的是在活动袋里面多了一张福音章单,
we're missing the mark.
这样我们就失去了原本的意义。
Also, a ministry that is clearly beneficial.
这样有特别有明显帮助的这些事工。
Have you ever participated in an effort to help people in need?
就要帮助这些有需要的人。
And wondered, did that really do any good?
但是对他们是没有帮助的。
Was the person in need really helped in any significant way?
对这个人来说是不是真的是有明显的改变?
Were they brought closer to Christ?
有没有把他这个人带更靠近主耶稣?
How about me? Did I become more like Jesus?
对于我来说,我有没有什么改变?
What we're after is a ministry
我们要, 看到怎样的事工,
where the answers to those questions would clearly be yes.
在以上的问题的时候,我们答案都是对是的。
I want to share with you four principles that outline the defining difference of Christian benevolence.
我要有四个对于基督化这种善工的原则。
I'm indebted to a fellow Lubbock director by the name of Lois Tupi for providing the seed thoughts for this message.
我感谢另外一个爱机构的主管给我这样的一个灵感。
She calls this the biblical call to holistic help.
她讲这个是一个全人奉献的一种呼召。
And these ideas are also put forth in two Christian books, Toxic Charity and When Helping Hurts.
这些就放进一些
Toxic Charity
一些慈善机构里面。
And When Helping Hurts.
当帮助的时候是
Can't help you. Sorry. When Helping Hurts.
就是有很大的伤害。
So, good books to read if you want to find out more about this.
这是可以阅读的一些书。
So, I believe that by applying these principles,
当我们应用这些原则的时候,
you as an individual,
你身为个人,
and your church as a congregation,
或者是教会,
can have a ministry to people in need that is distinctively Christian and clearly beneficial.
这样就可以用这样的原则来用我们就可以真的是很基督化的一种善功还有让别人得到好处。
So before I get to those principles,
我还没有讲这些原则之前,
I want to give you some historical background on helping people in need in the United States.
我想讲一下这些帮助穷人的在美国是一些历史背景。
So here's my understanding of what's happened.
这是我所了解的。
It's informed by Marvin Alasky's book, The Tragedy of American Compassion.
在这本书里面呢，我们讲到美国善工的悲剧。
So prior to the New Deal and the Fair Deal program started by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt,
在罗斯福总统下面的新经济政策里面
，in the 1930s, the government pretty much stayed out of benevolence work.
在1930年的时候政府是不干预这种善工的。
It wasn't seen as the realm of the government's responsibility to care for the poor and needy.
政府是没有责任去照顾这些穷人。
Instead, helping people in need was done on a very local level.
帮助这些穷人就是本地的教会和一些慈善机构。
By churches, synagogues, and local civic organizations.
这些就是本地的教会和一些慈善的机构来进行。
And the assistance given tend to be tailored specifically to what would be needed to lift the person out of poverty.
这些帮助都是针对特别的个人的一些家庭或个人的需要。
Often with self-help requirements attached.
通常要求他们要有自助为条件。
So if I was a person in need,
如果是一个要需要帮助的人,
and you were a worker in a church,
你是教会的施工,
Your focus would be on getting to know me.
你的重点就放在我这本人身上。
Finding out what skills and abilities I have.
去发觉我有什么样的技能。
Finding out what plunged me into poverty.
是什么事件能够导致我贫穷。
And finding out what could help me get out.
还可以找到什么东西可以帮助我走出这个贫穷。
And what part I should play in getting myself out.
我们能够在做什么能够走出这样的困境。
When the federal government got involved,
当政府介入这样的事情之后,
the focus shifted,
我们的重点就转移,
from the person in need to the need itself,
就从个人变成他的需要而已，而不是转移从个人变成他的需要。
So the result is that in the United States today,
结果就是美国现在的社会,
we have a very need-focused approach to poverty alleviation.
我们就着重在这种着重需要的方法来减少贫穷。
So if I was a poor person,
如果是个穷的人,
I would be asked, what do you need?
我就问我需要什么。
If I said food,
我说食物,
I would be given food stamps.
我就会给那个食物的固本。
Or directed to a food bank or a soup kitchen.
或是到这些食物的分配中心。
So instead of dealing with me as an individual,
就是如果以前是就是 如果是看在我个人的个人身上
or as a member of a family,
或是家庭身上
I'm now lumped into a much larger group,
我们 就会被标签到一个更大的组群里面
labeled those who need food,
就是被组被标签为需要食物的族群里面
And the focus then becomes getting food to that group.
这样我们的重点就放在怎么样找食物给这群人。
If I receive food,
如果我得到食物的话
those who run the food program,
这样主办这个分配食物的单位
feel like they've been successful.
他们就觉得他们很成功。
And to a large degree,
在很大的程度之上
The church has followed the government's lead in its approach to alleviating poverty.
教会就根据政府所推广这种方法来减少我们的贫穷。
In March, I met with a pastor who runs a large food giveaway at a church.
在三月份的时候，我遇到一个牧师，他就举办一个很大的食物分派活动。
He said, "When I first came,"
当我他说他当我来的时候
"we were giving about $2 million worth of food."
我就分出了大价值200万的食物。
This year we expect to give away $12 million.
今年呢他们就期望能够分出1200万的价值的食物。
And next year $20 million.
明年呢可能价值到2000万价值的食物。
Doesn't that sound just like the measurement of success?
这样听起来是不是像是政府呢在夸耀他们的成功
?That the government would use to boast about how many people are on food stamps?
政府在夸他们到底提供了多少个人拿到这种食物的固本
Wouldn't it be better to measure how many people no longer need food?
如果测量有多少人不需要这种食物固本
Because they're financially self-sufficient.
就是因为他们可以自供自给不是更好吗
In a democracy,
在一个民主的社会里面
government leaders tend to give voters what they want.
政府领袖通常都会给他们人民所需要的
So they will keep voting for them.
所以他们可以一致的投选他们
This has led to a sense of entitlement.
这位就让他们变成好像觉得这是一种应当的福利
And poor people becoming increasingly dependent on the government to meet their needs.
这就会导致下一代的穷人更加的依赖政府
What people want may not be what they really need.
当人的想要的东西不一定是他们需要的东西
nor what is best for them
也不是对他们最好的
The church ought to reflect God's love for people in need
教会通常会反映出神对我们的爱
by giving them what is best for them
所以神会给我们最好的
Let me illustrate
让我来说明一下
Parents
家长
Do you always give your children what they want?
你时常会给你孩子他们想要的吗?
When your 16-year-old son comes home from the DMV with his brand new driver's license,
你16岁的小孩刚刚考到驾照的时候
and says, I want a new Lamborghini,
我要一个蓝马跑车
is there any parent here that would say,
你没有在坐下的父母会说
Hop in the car, son.
来,上车吧。
I'll drive you down to the Lamborghini dealership.
我们马上去跑车的代理商那边去试车。
When my youngest son,
当我最小的儿子
got his driver's license,
拿到他的新的驾照的时候
he got use,
他就用
of a 1995 Volvo,
1995年的 Volvo 的车
registered in my name,
而且是在我名下。
Because he was a brand new driver,
跟他是一个新手。
My wife and I decided it was important for him to drive a car that was safe.
我和太太就觉得他们应该驾着一辆比较安全的车。
Also, we decided it would be good to get him an inexpensive car.
就是给他一个比较便宜的车。
In case he got in a wreck.
就是预防他发生车祸。
Most importantly,
最重要的就是
it was my car.
也是我的车。
So I could set the rules for the use of it.
对，我可以设立我的原则规则。
He got what he needed and what was best for him.
他得到他所需要的，而且是为他最好的。
Not necessarily what he wanted.
不一定是说他想要的。
You might be familiar with these words.
你们一定会对这些字比较知道。
In helping people in need.
在帮助别人的时候。
Relief.
急救，解救。
rehabilitation,
恢复,
and development.
建造.
And the idea here
这三个的意思呢,
is that there are different types of assistance based on the cause.
在帮助人上面有三种不同层次的.
Relief
急救方面呢,
refers to getting immediate meeting immediate needs to help people survive a crisis.
就在灾难中帮助有迫切需要的人度过他们难关.
So getting food and water to the victims of the recent earthquake
就是提供食物和水给这在震灾的一些尼泊尔的灾民
in Nepal would be an example of that.
就是这样的一个例子.
Rehabilitation
修复呢,
refers to helping people get back to what life was like before the crisis.
就帮助人回复到他危机前的一种生活.
So rebuilding homes after Hurricane Katrina would be an illustration of this.
就帮助 Katrina 风暴前建立他们的屋子，就是一个其中一个例子.
Development refers to helping people overcome the problems.
建造和改造人就是帮助他们.
That caused them to fall into poverty in the first place.
解决这种贫穷问题的来源.
So development is the idea of teaching a man to fish rather than giving a man a fish.
改造 他们呢，就是帮助他们，教他们怎么捕鱼，好过给他们鱼。
Micro loans and mentoring.
贷款还有相关的辅导。
By a successful business owner to help people in need start up their own businesses.
从这些成功商人呢，来给这些新手呢，来创立他们的新事业。
Would be an example of the development stage.
就是这种改造的一些例子。
Because of the focus on the need instead of the person,
如果我们专注在他们的需要，好，多过那个人本身的话,
we often are applying relief strategies
我们就会错用的把这个急用的方法,
to situations that require development strategies.
就会用在需要改正这个人的身上。
Do you understand? There's no crisis. But we're acting as though there is a crisis. By creating a culture of dependency on the government for assistance,
当我们培养这种依赖这种政府辅助的这种文化之后,
there are families in America that have been on welfare for five generations.
就有一些家庭的五代都是领社会福利金的。
The result is that the modeling
这样的结果的话呢,
that the children need to observe in order to work
这孩子看到这样的模范的时候,
and be productive members of society
要在社会上有贡献的话,
has been absent for generations
是他们根本没有所看到的,
leaving those children crippled
让这些孩子们根本没有办法了解
when it comes to the ability to get and keep a job.
能够有办法去找或者是维持一份工作。
So the diagnosis of the problem
这问题的源头
is that the government is using the wrong strategy to alleviate poverty.
就政府用错方法来减轻贫穷。
And the church following their lead,
教会就用同样的方法,
what would a ministry of compassion that is distinctively Christian,
所以我们问怎样的事工是比较基督化的,
life transforming,
生命的更新的,
and clearly beneficial look like?
明显的对帮助人有帮助.
So here's the first principle.
这是第一个原则.
You'll find it in your outline. And you can take notes if you'd like. All right, first principle is because people in need are created in God's image,
因为人是照着神的形象创造的,
it is worth an investment of your time to establish a redemptive relationship with them. This is from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
这是从创世纪1章27节。
Let's see. Is this on a slide in both languages?
Yes.
Okay. Can we have the slide of Genesis 1:27? Do we have that? Maybe we don't have that one. Okay, I'll read it.
Okay.
And God created man.
Okay.
In his own image.
乃是照着他形象造,
in the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Oh, good. Oh,
乃是照着他形象造男造女.
All right. So the Bible teaches that all human life is sacred because humans bear the image of their creator.
所有人被造的人都是很神圣的, 因为他们是照着神的形象所创造的。
So people don't become valuable if they contribute enough to society.
人的内在价值没有办法发挥出来, 如果他们不, 在社会上有所贡献。
Humans are valuable because God created them with value.
人有价值是因为人, 神把他的价值放在人的心里面。
The sacredness of human life based on our creation,
神造着我们有这样的神圣的价值的时候,
in the image of God has motivated Christians for 2,000 years,
已经激励我们有2000多年了,
to do things like adopt children,
好像让我们可以做一些事情, 比如领养小孩,
start orphanages,
开孤儿院,
build the first hospitals,
创造第一个医院,
care for the sick,
照顾, 病人,
stand against injustice done to the poor,
为病人平反,
and fight to protect the unborn and the aged.
照顾还没有出生的胎儿和老人.
It is perhaps the noblest part of our Christian legacy.
这个是我们, 基督徒里面最尊贵的一部分.
It is also a key reason that Christianity has been historically so successful.
也是我们在, 基督徒在, 过去呢, 在低下层的社会这么成功.
Among those at the bottom level of society.
就在低, 这比较低层的, 社会里面,
the second part of this principle says,
第二个原则就是,
that we need to establish a redemptive relationship with people.
我们要建立一个救赎的关系.
Why a redemptive relationship?
为什么是个救赎的关系呢?
Because people need to be redeemed.
因为人们需要被赎回.
Sin has formed a barrier,
罪已经在人和之间产生了一个隔膜,
between mankind and God,
就是人跟神之间,
and that barrier can only be removed,
这种隔膜只能够真的是能够把它挪去,
by faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
就是信靠我们主耶稣基督.
Jesus paid the penalty we deserved,
耶稣已经, 付上重大的代价,
by his death on the cross for our sin.
就是死在十字架上.
And that gracious gift needs to be personally accepted,
这样的礼物呢,
for us to be reconciled to God.
这样才能够和神和好.
I bring that up,
我把这个事情, 提起来,
because a great danger of Christian benevolence work,
因为很多, 基督徒的善功,
is to focus so much on people's tangible needs,
就是, 专注在, 人们物质上的需要,
that we neglect their need for salvation.
忽略了我们人们,
Recently, I listened to a webinar,
最近我在网上听一个,讲座,
on the topic of mission drift.
讲座名字叫使命的转移.
It mentioned the YMCA,
我听到青年团的,
as an example of an organization that used to be very concerned about the spiritual needs of people.
这个两个团体呢, 就是以前是很专注在, 基督徒的一些,
that is now focused on just tangible needs.
现在他们只,
there is very little emphasis today,
在很, 他们已经很少的,
on the Christian part of the Young Men's Christian Association.
就是在,
people need to be reconciled to God, in order to live the abundant life Jesus desires. In John chapter 6, where you read the story of Jesus feeding 5,000 men,
在约翰福音六六章的时候，我们知道神怎样喂饱五千人。
Possibly up to 20,000 people.
可能是两万人。
Do you remember what happened the next day?
你们知道第二天发生什么事吗？
The crowd came back for seconds.
那些众人还想回来是第二轮。
They engaged in a dialogue with Jesus.
他们就跟耶稣讨论。
And tried to manipulate him into giving them bread again.
就想基督能够再给他们一些面包。
Jesus refused to do so.
主耶稣拒绝这样的要求。
He tells them not to work for the food which perishes.
他说不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
But for the food which endures to eternal life.
但要为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Namely to believe in him.
就是要信靠他。
He goes on to claim that he is the bread of life that truly satisfies.
主耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
Now here's the thing.
就是这个事情。
Jesus had the ability to grant the request and provide them with bread again.
主耶稣当然有能力赐给他们食物。
He could have provided free lunches every day.
他可以每天都给他们免费的食物。
As the second person of the Trinity,
身为第二位格的三一真神，
he had no limits on his ability to multiply loaves and fishes.
他是能够无限量的倍增鱼跟饼。
So Jesus, who could have met all their physical needs,
主耶稣当然可以满足他们所有物质上的需求，
refused to give them even a second free lunch.
就拒绝他们给他们第二次的免费午餐。
This was not cruelty or stinginess.
这个不是因为他残忍或者吝啬。
Or hard-heartedness, but love.
或者是铁石心肠，这个其实就是爱。
And compassion, because salvation was their deepest need.
还有同情心，因为救赎才是他们最需要的。
The last thing I would like to emphasize regarding this principle.
最后我要所要强调这个最后的原则。
Is that it is worth an investment of your time.
这是值得我们花时间来投资的。
To establish a redemptive relationship with them.
来建立一个救赎的关系。
We sometimes get these kind of calls from churches at the Love Inc. office.
我们的机构有时会拿到得到一些电话。
Our church is planning a service event.
我们的教会要有一个外展。
And we would like Love Inc. to supply us with a person in need.
我希望你们能提供一个人需要的人给我们。
That we can do service projects for.
我们就可以向他服侍。
We have a group of 20 people.
我们有20个人。
And we don't want to be split up.
我们要不要分开？
We want to start Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
我们需要在星期六十点就开始。
And we need to end at noon.
我们要十二点后就结束。
Because we need to get back to the church for a picnic lunch at 12:30.
因为我们十二点半有还有教会的午餐聚餐。
We want the work we do to have a significant impact on the person's life.
我们要的工作对这个人要有很大的影响。
Hopefully something that is visually impressive.
最好是能够看得见的大的影响。
So we can take before and after pictures.
那我们可以看之前跟之后的影响有多大。
Oh, and we'd like to take a picture of everyone in our group.
而且我们每个人都要跟这个人
standing with the person in need
拍一张照
to go with the article we're writing about the workday for our church newsletter.
所以我们可以放在我们的教会的刊物里面。
What do you have for us?
你有这样的人吗？
Now, that may be an exaggeration.
这个是有点夸大。
But not by much.
没有多大。
So what's behind this?
这背后有什么动机呢？
We want to do something impressive.
我们想做一些很伟大的事情。
So we can feel good about ourselves.
让我们可以自己感觉良好。
Is that likely to bring about life transformation?
这样子能带来生命的转化吗？
No.
不可能。
Life transformation happens in relationships.
生命的转化是要靠关系。
This is the way it works with us and the Lord, right?
这就是我们和主耶稣之间的关系一样。
We spend time with the Lord.
我们花时间跟神在一起。
Listening in solitude.
安静地等候神。
Reading his word.
默想他的话语。
He teaches and transforms us.
他教导我们，转化我们。
Christians who have had a transformative impact on us.
一些那些基督徒能够有转化的影响的。
Are those we have a relationship with.
就是跟我们有关系的一些基督徒。
Paul described his transformative relationship with the Thessalonians.
保罗在讲述他那个转化的关系里面跟在帖撒罗尼迦书里面。
Okay, So if we have that on a screen, 1 Thessalonians 2. There we go. Okay. So I'll read English, and if you're more comfortable in Chinese, you can read Chinese, but we'll all read together, okay?
Okay, so,
as apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with you, with each of you, as a father deals with his own children. Encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. All right. Do you hear the transforming power of relationships coming through in these verses? Paul says that the end result of his relationship with the Thessalonians,
保罗说在他跟, 铁撒罗尼亚这些人的关系里面,
is that when he preached the word of God to them,
当他们, 传讲神的道的时候,
they accepted it for what it really was.
他们就,
the word of God, not the word of man. If we desire to see transformation in our lives,
如果我们想看到,
and in the lives of people in need that we help,
还有在被帮助人的生命的里面的翻转,
we're going to have to invest relationally in them.
我们就应该在他生命里面,
service opportunities give Christians a bridge.
当我们服侍的时候, 就会, 建立一个这样的桥梁,
to build a friendship and be an influence for Jesus,
桥梁帮助我们建立在这些人的友谊上面,
in the lives of people in need.
就是在这受帮助的人身上.
So here's the second defining difference principle.
这是第二个,原则.
Discern the work God is doing in their life and yours, then cooperate.
就是, 参与神的工作的时候,
in his classic book, Experiencing God, Christian author Henry Blackaby put it this way.
在这本书上他是这么说的,
find out what God is doing,
找出神在做什么,
then join him.
就以神同工,
so if principle number one is true,
如果第一个原则是对的话,
and every person is valuable because they're created in God's image,
每个人在神, 在创造的时候被神的名义的时候,
then we can make the assumption that God is seeking to work in the life of the person that we have the privilege of serving.
这样我们就知道,
if we we have the privilege, we can make the assumption that God is seeking to work in the life of the person we have the privilege of helping.
Right
This is 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
在提摩太, 2章4节的时候提到,
it says, God desires all men to be saved,
他愿意万人得救,
and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
明白真道.
So we pray and we ask,
所以我们祷告也,
Father, what are you doing in this person's life?
主啊, 你在这个人身上有什么旨意?
What are you seeking to teach them?
主啊, 你在他身上想教导他什么?
And how can I cooperate?
啊, 我能和你, 怎样和你同工?
And then we wait for the answer.
然后我们就等待神的答复.
I'll tell you how churches tend to miss the boat here.
很多教会都忽略了这一点。
It happens by rushing in and rescuing people.
很多时候都太快地跑进去帮助他们。
From the consequences of their poor decisions.
是因为他们是因为从他们错误的决定中的后果呢解救出来。
A person comes to us in a state of crisis.
当一个人在急难中跑来向我们求助的时候。
For instance, they're going to have their power shut off.
比如说他们的电会被切掉。
If they don't pay their PG&E bill that afternoon.
如果他们没有还账单的话。
We feel like we have to do something.
我们讲我们觉得应该要做些什么。
So without asking many questions,
我们就没有问任何问题
because there's no time for questions,
如果没有时间问问题
we jump right in,
我们赶快过去
and we bail them out of our crisis.
我们就赶快帮助他
I'm an adult child of an alcoholic parent.
我是一个我父母是一个嗜酒的
So I'm very aware of this tendency on my part.
我们当然知道这样我们会通常会这样子做
But let's slow down and think about this situation.
让我们来慢下来思想这样的问题的时候
Did they get the shut-off notice from PG&E that morning?
他们是那一天才拿到这个通知单的吗
No, that crisis started many months ago
这个灾祸可能
When they didn't pay their bill
当他们还没有还他们电费的时候
The truth is they received a series of notices and warnings
他们真相就是他们已经拿到很多很多的告示单
From PG&E long before that day
就是电信公司发给他们的警告。
Christian author C.S. Lewis
这 C.S. Lewis 的基督徒
called pain God's megaphone
这说是这痛苦是神的一个很大的电话。
I think this applies to financial pain as well
我觉得这个解释在经济上的一种痛苦。
Might God be trying to teach them something
我们的神想尝试教导他们一件事情。
By letting them experience the pain that comes as a natural consequence,
就让自然的后果来教导他们
of neglecting those warning letters,
就是他们忽略这些警告的信
If so,
如果是这样的话
we may be working counter to the purposes of God.
我们介入的话反而会违背神的美意
By rescuing them,
就是帮助他们的时候
from the consequences of poor decisions,
就是因为他们这种错误的决定。
Our response can hurt them more than help them.
我们的帮助可能是伤害他，而不是来帮助他们。
Let me give you a personal example.
让我给你一个个人的经验。
From the Henderson household.
在我们的家里。
My wife and I.
我和我太太。
Have been trying to teach our teenage son Daniel.
在教导我们的小儿子 Daniel.
To take out the trash.
把垃圾拿出家里。
For years,
很多年
on his own,
他自己拿
he takes it out,
他会拿出去
but only with lots of reminders.
当我一直跟他说的时候
from us,
我就是我跟他说的时候
so last fall,
上个夏天，去年夏天
I told Daniel,
我就跟他说
if you don't take out the trash,
你不把垃圾拿出去
you're going to get a big consequence.
你会得到一个很大的后果。
You know what he said to me?
你知道他怎么说吗
？I learn from consequences.
我要从后果里面学习。
I thought, great.
我说好。
I'll give you a wonderful learning opportunity.
我给你一个学习的机会。
So he didn't take out the trash.
所以他就不拿垃圾拿出去。
And my wife and I sat him down.
我和我太太就坐下来说。
And I said, I see two problems.
我看到了两个问题。
Problem number one is you don't think it's important to take out the trash.
第一，你是说你是觉得这个不是个很重要的事情。
You think we're asking you to dig a hole every week and then fill it up with dirt.
你是认为我们叫你把这地上挖一个洞，然后把垃圾倒进去。
So to teach you how important it is,
为了教训他这是多么重要的一件事情。
To take out the trash,
把这个垃圾拿出去。
I'm going to put items in the trash can.
我就把一样东西放在垃圾桶里。
In your room.
放在你房间里
That will show you
这就可以让你知道
The importance of taking out the trash
拿这个垃圾拿出去的重要性
I started nice
我就在晚上的时候
And I poured a whole bottle of very fragrant body lotion into the trash can
我就倒了一个很香的沐浴露
The next morning
第二天
I found him asleep on the couch.
我就看到他在厅里面睡觉。
In the living room.
在厅里面睡觉。
Apparently the fragrance was overwhelming.
但他觉得那个香味太浓了。
The second thing I told him.
我跟他说的第二件事情。
Is I get the idea.
我拿这个一个主意。
That you think it's unfair.
你会觉得说这是很不公平的事情。
That mom and I ask you to do things.
就是我跟妈妈跟你讲要你做的事情。
That benefit the whole family.
就是对全家人来说是有益处的。
So here's what we're going to do.
就是我将会我现在我要这么做。
This next week.
就是下个星期。
You're going to have to do the things that we normally do.
你会做我们平常做的事情。
So, mom normally buys groceries for you.
妈妈通常会去买一些东西。
And she normally cooks the food.
然后她准备食物。
And sometimes she cleans it up.
有时她会清理家里。
You're going to have to do that all yourself.
现在你要全部的亲自自己做。
And dad makes the money to buy the food.
和爸爸赚钱买这些食物。
You're going to have to do that yourself too.
你也要学会自己赚钱。
And your Volvo that you drive to school.
而你驾的那辆车。
I pay for the gas.
我给你的油钱。
And I insure that car.
我买保险在车上面。
So you're going to have to take the public bus.
现在你必须搭公车。
And you're going to have to pay for that yourself.
而你自己要付这个钱。
Thursday's trash day.
拜四是倒垃圾的时间。
Wednesday.
拜三的时候。
As soon as he got home from school.
只要他一回来了。
He put the trash out front.
马上就把那垃圾拿出去。
So what happened?
这发生什么事情呢?
He learned from consequences.
他就从后果里面学习到了。
This is Hebrews chapter 12.Verses 9 through 11, if we could have that on the screen.
我们看希伯来书十二章九节。
Let's read it together here. So whatever language you feel more comfortable in.
我们一起来念。
Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good that we may share His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it. A few things to note. At the moment, discipline seems sorrowful.
有几个我们可以看见，就是当管教的时候会觉得很不快乐。
This is also true for the person having to administer the discipline.
这个对管教的人来说也是一样的。
Secondly,
第二
，not all will be trained by discipline.
不是每个人不是每样东西都是可以教训的。
Some will have to experience discipline many times.
有些要经过多次的教训。
For the same thing.
做同样的事情。
Before they learn their lesson.
就他们还没有学到这个教训之前。
I know this from personal experience.
我知道从这个人经验里面。
Finally,
最后
God's goal for discipline
is, 神的管教
is the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
就是结出和平的果子。
In order to help God, help people in need in a God-honoring way, we must wait on God for discernment.
为了帮助这些有需要的人，我们要等待神的看见。
We'll need to slow down and investigate the situation.
我们一定要慢下来来调查这样的事情。
We may need to seek counsel from other Christians.
我们要问其他的基督徒。
Without discernment,
没有这样的分辨出来的话
，our actions may leave the recipient worse off.
我们就会跟觉得会更糟糕。
When helping others,
当帮助别人的时候
，remember that the important thing,
的最重要的事情呢
，is not that we feel good,
不是我们觉得感觉良好
，but that we help in a God-honoring way.
我们一定要帮助他能够在让神觉得有荣耀的事情上。
Helping in a biblical way,
在帮助 在帮助他们这种根据圣经的方法来做的时候
，may be unpleasant and unpopular，
可能是不会觉得特别的愉快，而且受欢迎。
Because we aren't necessarily going to give the person what they're asking for，
我们不一定给那个人他所想要的。
The key question is，
最重要的就是呢
，Who are we seeking to please？
我们要取悦的是谁
？Is what you plan to do？To help pleasing to God and beneficial to the recipient.
我们做些事情是不是能够真的取悦神，然后让受益者能真正的得到益处
？I heard a friend on staff at a mega church.
我听到一个朋友在一个很大的教会
in San Jose say that at their staff meetings.
听到他们在他们的同工会之后
，they regularly talk about the big something.
他们通常会说什么大计划、大活动
，some big project or event，
就是大的活动
，that will make a big impact，
会有很大的影响
，maybe even bring about revival，
可能会带来复兴。
I contrast this to a statement I heard from Mother Teresa。
我把这些事情跟特丽莎女士的做一个比较。
She spoke about not seeking to do great things。
他说：“我们不要去做，去寻找很大的事、伟大的事情来做。
But instead to focus on doing small things with great love。
我们应该专注在用爱来做一些小事上。
Ask God for contentment。
我们寻求神的满足。
To obediently do what He desires。
让帮助我们在顺服他的带领上面。
Without the need to see results in the other person's life。
而不需要看到真正在那个人身上的成果。”
Maybe the life God wants to transform is your own.
可能神要转化的是我们自己身上。
The third defining difference principle is this.
第三个原则上面。
Focus on the person, not their need.
专注在这个人，不是他的需要。
The idea here is that focusing on the person.
这个时候就是专注在这个人呢。
Is more important than meeting their expressed needs.
这是超过他自己本身的需要。
And folks, that is hard to do.
这是很难办得到的。
Why?
为什么呢
？For one, sometimes people want you to focus on their need.
因为需要的人需要你来专注在他们的需要上面。
The man at the intersection holding the homeless sign wants you to focus on his need.
站在路边拿着无家可归的招牌的时候，他们要你看见的是他们的需要。
Why?
为什么
？So you'll give him money.
但你就可以给他一些钱。
Secondly, it's just easier to focus on the need.
第二的就是比较容易专注在他们的需要上面。
Than to focus on the person.
好过在他本人身上。
Focusing on the person will take time.
专注在个人身上是需要一些时间。
Let me show you a verse that points out the need to focus on the person, not their need.
让我们看一些经节。如何教导我们
It's 1 Thessalonians 5:14.
就是帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十四节。
Let's read it together.
我们一起念。
And we urge you, brethren,
我们又劝弟兄们要警戒，
encourage the timid,
不守秩序的人，
help the weak,
勉励灰心的人，
be patient with everyone,
帮助软弱的人，也要相同。
So do you see why this verse demands that we focus on the person before we attempt to meet their needs? There's three kind of people. Excuse me. So, do you see why this verse demands that we focus on the person before we attempt to meet their needs?
刚才这些经节都是让我们来专注在人的上面。
Forgot I had a translator. there are three kinds of people described here.
各位，这边有三种人。
The unruly.
就是不守规矩的人。
The faint-hearted.
灰心的人。
And the weak.
软弱的人。
It would be harsh to admonish the faint-hearted.
对如果你去警戒灰心的人，是一个很对他们来讲是很困难的事。
Likewise, we wouldn't want to encourage the unruly.
我们也不要去鼓励这种不守规矩的人。
Why not?
为什么
？Because they would continue to be unruly.
但他们就会继续不守规矩。
So, like a good doctor, you have to take the time.
就是一个好医生，他要花时间。
To hear the person's story,
要听这个病人的故事。
To get the right diagnosis,
让他可以找到正确的对症下药。
Before you can prescribe the right remedy, If you focus on the need, you'll be tempted to treat the person as a service project.
你就会好像一个服侍的一个活动。
If you focus on the person, you'll know how to appropriately meet their need.
你就会知道怎么样来帮助他。
I want to share with you my aha moment.
我要跟你分享另外一个经验。
About focusing on the person and not their need.
就是专注在这个人，不是专注在他的需求上面。
By telling you about my friend Kat.
就是我的朋友叫 Kat。
So Kat is short for Capitolina.
Kat就是我的朋友，她叫Capitolina。
And I first met her in 2009.
我第一次遇见她的时候，2009年。
And she called the Love Inc. office.
她called我们的office的时候。
Wanting someone to clean up the yard in her mobile home.
她需要人帮助她清理后院的一些杂物。
Because the mobile home park was putting pressure on her to get her yard cleaned up.
因为她的移动房间的市区需要她整理她的后院。
I was part of a married couple's Bible study at the time.
我在带领一个读书机会，不是圣经机会。
And I brought up the idea of our Bible study doing this. And I figured, it's a mobile home park. How big can the yard be? She has the biggest yard of any mobile home park that I've ever seen. And it was really overgrown.
真的是草已经长满了。
She has a disability.
她又残缺。
That doesn't allow her to do the work herself.
所以她不能动手自己做。
And her husband died.
她的丈夫也去世了。
About 9 months before this.
就在9个月前。
So he wasn't there to do the work.
丈夫不能帮助她做。
So our group went.
我们的计划就是。
And trim the bushes.
就是把这丛林灌木剪好。
And pull the weeds.
就是撒这些扫的种。
And got it back up to the standards required by the mobile home park.
就把它后院整理得很好。
As I was bringing the yard waste bin back to her mobile home park.
当我把这些垃圾桶推到她目前的时候。
God opened my eyes to something.
神就把我眼睛打开。
Here were all these caring Christians.
我们这些有爱心的基督徒。
Working like crazy.
就是很辛勤的工作。
To clean up Kat's yard.
就是把她的屋子清理，后院清理干净。
And there she was.
她自己呢。
Sitting alone.
独自坐在。
On her porch.
她的门前。
The casual observer.
我就看了一下。
Would think that Christians thought
以基督徒的方法来想,
that shrubbery was eternal.
这些灌木呢, 是永恒的吗?
Not people.
不是人, 是永恒的吗?
God put that lesson on my heart.
神呢, 就把这个教训放在我心里面。
And our family became friends with Kat.
我们就和他成为好朋友。
We started giving her rides to church on Sunday.
我们就把她带来教会每个星期天。
Now 6 years later,
6年之后,
she is a part of our church.
她是我们教里的会友。
In fact, she is our loving contact person.
她也是我们的爱公司的一个联络人。
And next month,
下个月,
she asked me to baptize her.
要我跟她洗礼。
Last Thanksgiving,
上个Thanksgiving节的时候,
during the morning service,
在一个礼拜的时候,
one of the elders led the congregation in a time of sharing for what they were thankful for.
这个长老就突然间问你们要感谢什么。
Kat spoke up and said,
他就站起来说,
I'm thankful for the family I have here.
感谢，因为我在这里找到我的家庭。
Now, brothers and sisters,
我有兄弟姐妹。
Isn't that what we want for every person in need helped by Ark Baptist Church?
我们是不是很希望有这样的人出现了当我们帮助这些需要的人的时候。
That brings me to the fourth and last defining difference principle.
好，我们看最后一个原则。
Refuse to believe that God hasn't given them more potential by requiring the able-bodied to lift their end of the couch.
我们拒绝相信神所赐下的能力不能让他们有这样的承担能负责的能力的时候。
Years of living in need takes its toll.
长期的受人帮助
and leaves people feeling defeated.
会让人觉得自己好像被击败，没有能力。
Imagine dads how you would feel.
想象一下，爸爸，如果你会怎么想
？If for the last 5 years,
如果你五年连续以来
，a charitable program had to provide Christmas presents for your children.
都是慈善机构为你的孩子来准备圣诞礼物。
Because you couldn't afford them.
是因为你没有办法负担得起。
Imagine how discouraging it would be.
这是一个多么的沮丧的事情。
To go from a position of being healthy and capable.
是从一个健康而且有能力的人。
To needing to ask others to meet needs that you used to be able to meet yourself.
就是以前能做的，现在说不能做，要要求别人去帮助你。
How we treat people in need.
让我们来讲看待这些需要帮助的人。
Will either further devalue them.
或者是降低，但会怎么样看降低他们的自我的价值。
Or it can begin to build hope.
或者是建立他们的希望。
We can counter people's negative self-image.
我们可以除去这些人的不好的自我形象。
By affirming their potential.
就是来肯定他们的潜能。
And requiring them to live up to that potential.
要求他们花费他们潜能的劲头。
It demeans people's dignity not to require their participation to solve their problem.
如果不要求他们一起来承担这样问题的时候，你基本上是贬低他们的人格。
The Apostle Paul was clear on this.
保罗也说过。
Listen to what he says in 2 Thessalonians 3:10.
我们在帖撒罗尼加书后书三章十节上。
Let's read it together.
我们在你们那里的时候，从吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不肯吃饭。
So how about that for one difference between a Christian and a secular food pantry?
这个就是基督徒的祭餐跟外面祭餐不一样的地方。
According to Paul, those who refuse to work,
根据保罗，那些不肯工作的人
would be ineligible.
就没有资格
to receive food from a Christian food pantry.
吃基督徒准备的食物。
To feed them would be to encourage their idleness.
如果我们还是照样的喂养他们的话，
which would be destructive for them.
就对他们造成破坏。
If I ask Joe to come to my house and help me move my couch.
如果按春牧师来我们家帮我搬我的沙发。
His expectation.
他就会想
is that when he gets to my house,
到我的家的时候
I would be on the other end of the couch.
我是另外一个也要抬那个沙发的人。
Why?
为什么？
Because it's my couch.
因为那是我的沙发。
I'm the one who needs to have it moved.
我也需要来帮忙。
And it's my responsibility to move it.
这是也是我的责任。
I'm asking for Joe's help.
当我叫詹姆斯帮忙的时候
，Because one person can't lift the couch by themselves，
因为我一个人不能提起这个沙发。
Now if Joe comes to my house，
当詹姆斯来我家的时候
，And I ask him，
我就会问他
，Where's the other mover？
你另外一个人在哪里啊
？He would rightfully say，
他会跟我说
，I'm looking at him，
我看的就是你啊。
If instead he said，
如果他说
，No problem， Rich，
没有问题 ，Rich。
I'll get somebody else to help you move your couch.
我就叫另外一个人来帮你。
My self-esteem is going to be diminished.
我自我形象就会消失。
Because I'm not doing something that I'm capable of doing.
就是我不去做我能够做的事情。
So now let me switch it up a little.
好，我们换一个角度来说。
Last September,
去年九月
，I had surgery to remove a cataract in my right eye.
我右眼的白内障就做了一个手术。
One of the instructions I was given after surgery
医生就跟我说
was not to lift anything over 20 pounds for a month.
就是不要拿超过20磅重的东西。
The doctor explained that the strain of lifting heavy objects
医生跟我说你用力拿这个重的物体的时候
could cause the incision in my eyeball to open,
就会弄到眼镜的切口就会打开
and the fluid inside my eyeball to leak out.
我们里面的液体就会流出来
Pretty disgusting, right?
是不是很恶心
So under those circumstances,
在这样的情况下
it would be totally appropriate.
那当然是比较合理
for me to ask Joe to bring someone with him.
就按牧师叫另外一个人来。
To help move my couch.
就帮忙我移动这些沙发。
So the biblical principle here,
圣经教导我们呢,
is to share another's excessive burden,
就是分担这些负担的时候,
but expect them to do what they're capable of doing.
但也要求他们负责他们能做的事情。
Look with me at Galatians 6 verses 2 and 5.
让我们看加拉太书六章二节。
So this is Galatians 6:2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
Now verse 5.
For each one should carry his own load. So verse 2 in that chapter says to bear one another's burdens, and verse 5 says each one shall bear his own load.
第二节说说你要个人要承担重担，第五节又说要担当自己的担子。
So what's going on here?
这样不是有矛盾吗?
Is this a contradiction in the Bible?
这样是有矛盾吗?
Not at all.
其实没有。
Two different words are used in verse 2 and verse 5.
这两个单词是不同的字。
Verse 2 refers to a burden that is too heavy to carry on your own.
第二节讲的是重担。
Think of it as an extremely heavy, overstuffed backpack, and you'll have the right idea.
想象下这是一个非常重的背包。
The word for load in verse 5,
这第五章里面所讲的担子呢,
refers to something that is not too heavy to carry.
指的是一个想象像是一个小小的背包。
But it is something a person should be able to carry on their own.
就是一个人都能够背起来的。
Think of a knapsack and you've got it.
想象像你所带的小包包。
In effect, Paul is teaching,
其实保罗要教导我们,
each one should carry your own knapsack.
每个人就必须担当自己的担子。
Help each other with overstuffed heavy backpack.
同时间呢，也要帮助个人去提那个比较重的。
So, put another way.
另外的说法。
Verse 2 is moving a couch after cataract surgery.
第二经济就是讲当我有这个手术之后来搬这个沙发。
And verse 5 is moving a couch when you're healthy.
第五则就是说当你健康的时候你去搬动这个沙发的时候。
The Old Testament gives a perfect illustration of how to help people in need without enabling them.
在旧约呢，我们有一个很好的样子，就是说我们怎么样帮助别人，但是也没有白白的给他们。
You might be familiar with the Old Testament commandments concerning gleaning.
你们一定会听过在旧约所提到的事情所遗落的。
You can find an example in Leviticus 19, 9 and 10.
在利未记十九章。九节的时候有提到，九到十节。
When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest.
也不可摄取所遗漏的。
Do not go to your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God. The basic idea behind gleaning.
遗落这个的概念就是
was for farmers to make provision for the poor by leaving unharvested grain for them in their fields.
就是在收割的时候要留下一些给穷人。
Gleaning allowed farmers to be generous and the poor to retain their dignity.
遗留给他们的时候是表示这个他们的慷慨，但是穷人也不会失去他们的人格。
Leaving part of his field unharvested was truly a sacrifice for the farmer.
就是没有收割完全部东西，对这些农夫来说是一个牺牲。
In that it resulted in a loss of income.
他们也会失去一些收入。
It allowed the poor to retain their dignity.
但是他可以让穷人可以保守他们的尊严。
In that they had to go out to the fields to gather the food.
因为他们要去要农隔场里面收取这些食物。
This was no demeaning handout.
这个没有被 这个是没有被看低的情况下。
With rare exceptions,
没有一些除了一些例外之外
，the food was not brought to them.
食物没有直接送给他们。
But left out in the field,
就在禾场里面。
Where gleaners were required to work as harvesters.
就是穷人还是要一样跟他们一起努力的工作。
In order to benefit from the farmer's generosity.
这样才可以收取到这样的食物。
Don't we have a tendency to treat those we help as passive recipients?
我们是不是有这样的倾向，就是
instead of, go ahead.
就看被动的人看一些接受需要的人是一个被动的接受者。
Instead of coming alongside of them and becoming partners with them in meeting their need.
就是当他们是一个一起工作。
In doing so, we're really treating people like pets.
如果这样做的话，我们就把人当成宠物。
We have only one member of our household.
我们只有在家里的一个成员。
That doesn't have any responsibilities.
就是完全没有责任。
It's our golden retriever dog.
就是我们这是黄毛的狗。
All the humans that live in the home have jobs to do to keep the home running smoothly.
每个人在家里都有他们的责任来保持这个家里干净。
Let me give you a practical example of how we apply this principle at Love Inc.
让我给你一些实际的例子。
We have a budget mentoring program.
我们有很多预算辅导的计划。
Where we offer classes on money management for those with financial problems.
我们就提供一些辅导给这些家庭来做家庭的预算。
We also provide a mentor to help them come up with a household budget.
我们也帮助他们让他们可以在家里呢。
As an incentive,
给他们鼓励的话，
we match every dollar they're able to save while they're in the program.
我们就每他们每节省的一块钱呢，我们就给他配对。
With up to $3,
就给他三块钱的配对。
Motivated clients could end up with $1,000 emergency fund.
这边鼓励下，他们可以就可以是储蓄到千多块钱。
So ask God to show you
我们在寻求神
how you might partner with the person in meeting their need.
和这些需要帮助的人一起同工。
Consider asking
我们可以询问
what assets or liabilities do you have?
你有什么这样的资源还是什么？
I'm sorry. What assets or abilities do you have?
你有怎样的资源跟能力？
That could be a part of the solution to your problem.
来这件问题上一起解决。
People in need aren't used to others asking them what they have.
通常别人会问你有什么。
The focus is usually on what we have that we could give to them.
通常 focus, 重点是放在我们有什么可以给他们的。
Focusing on what they have,
焦点放在他们有什么。
Can engender an attitude of thankfulness for what God has given them.
就会产生这样的一个对事情的感恩。
Here's a good phrase to remember.
这有一个很好可以记下来的话。
When working with people in need.
就是跟一起跟有需要的人一起做帮助他们的时候。
I'll work with you.
我会和你一起同工。
To help you meet your need.
来帮助你来得到你的需求。
Pray about how you can involve the person.
祷告怎样可以跟这个人一起
as an active partner in meeting their need
就当他把他当同伴
rather than having them be a passive recipient of your help
好过当他们只是一个很被动的领受者。
My sister is employed as a social worker
我的姐姐是一个社会社工。
She shared this valuable insight
她就跟我她提了这件事情。
If I, as a social worker,
如果我是一个社工的话,
am working harder to solve the client's problem,
我比需要的人更辛勤的工作的话,
than they are,
超过他们的话,
something's wrong.
这是一定是有问题。
If you want to add freshness,
如果你想,
and life to your Christian faith,
在这个信仰上面,
cooperate with God,
跟神同工
in helping a person in need
帮助这些有需要的人。
It could very well be life transforming
这个是一个可以转换生命的人。
for both you and them.
是给你和他。
My hope is that Ark Baptist Church
我希望我们, 方舟教会,
would be filled with people like my friend Kat.
有很多像我朋友Kat这样子的人。
People who called on this church
在这些教会的里面,
to help meet a tangible need,
帮助他们一些物质上的需要,
but end up finding a spiritual family here.
但是却找到在教会里找到这一个家。
May God richly bless you
愿神来祝福我们,
as you seek to meet needs
让我们, 寻找帮助别人的时候,
in a distinctively Christian way.
好像基督化的善功里面。
And before I pray,
在我没有祷告之前,
can we give a hand to Han? Thank you. Let's pray. Father, people in need are devalued by the world, but of precious value to you. There is no organization that is better suited to help them than the church. We can't possibly make the most of the opportunity you give us to help you give us to serve others without your help, Holy Spirit. Strengthen us, empower us to serve. Help us to serve in such a way that we instill hope, dignity, and confidence in those we help. Let our acts of kindness, however small, give people a sense that you love them. It's a privilege to bring honor to your name by serving people in need. We ask all these things in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.